Proclamation number 8554 of 10th of July, 1963. Reason and effect of the revelations. You will always be guided correctly if you hand yourselves over to my guidance. Your thinking will always be guided correctly when you request it, and I always want to give you clarification when you need it. But you must completely hand yourselves over to me and not want to make any compromises. You are not allowed to be indecisive and still grant my opponent a right by you still turning towards the world. I want to possess you completely in order to now also be able to be present in you and to provide you with the evidence of my presence, that I speak to you and you hear my word in you. And you can believe it that then my opponent can no longer stay with you when I have taken up residence in you, what proves to you my direct address. You men now need visible proofs of my presence so that your love towards me increases and through this also your faith becomes stronger and stronger because I know it how weak you still are and what strengthening for you is a proof of my presence. I love you and want to win you for me forever. And therefore I again and again woo your counter love, which will be awakened in you through my address and constantly deepen. And that is why I also have to reveal myself. I have to reveal myself to you. You have to be able to recognize me as the highest and most perfect being in every revelation, whom you then also have to love because of his perfection, to whom you now voluntarily give all your love. For this reason every revelation on my part will always be proof of my perfection for you humans. From every revelation will emerge the love, wisdom and power of the being who addresses you. Every revelation will kindle a light in you, it will irrevocably place you into the state of realization. It will be profound and yet easily understandable for every person who is himself in the state of being allowed to hear God's address. Every revelation on my part will radiate love, it will reveal wisdom and testify to my might, for through my word I impart extensive knowledge to you which will enable you to regain the degree of knowledge you had in the beginning. So understand. Through my address a possession is given to you, which cannot be valued highly enough. A spiritual wealth is supplied to you, which testifies to you a giver, who has everything at his disposal and who therefore can also give to you to an extent that your love towards him must grow, who gives you so much love. But this is the purpose of my revelations that you may take possession of valuable goods. Goods which only I myself can distribute. Goods which I will only hand out where they are worked with again according to my will, to pass on extensive knowledge to fellow human beings who cannot be addressed by me directly. Because I want to reveal myself to all men as a God of love, wisdom and power. All people shall learn to love me. And all shall attain realization, a light which shines brightly into the spiritual darkness which burdens humanity. It is my will and my plan to break through this spiritual darkness, and men cannot bring this about with their intellectual thinking and knowledge, it must come to them from above. From above, from the kingdom of light and truth. The pure truth. And this is always only possible through revelations on my part, through my address, which only few are able to hear directly from me. But these few are instructed by me to carry my word out into the world. These few possess that extensive knowledge because it was sent to them directly from me, and these few are regarded as my messengers, as my genuine prophets, to whom I can announce myself at any time, in whom I can be present and prove myself to them as a god of love, wisdom and power. Again and again I have to tell you that from me only valuable spiritual material is conveyed to Earth, so that I can also be recognized as the giver, for a perfect being will also only ever express itself according to its nature. It will address its creatures such that they understand it, yet what it offers will never be deficient in form and content. The divine giver will always be recognizable by his gift. And I want to be recognized as giver and therefore have to speak to you man in a form, which lies outside of earthly ability. The evidence must be given to you humans that it is not a person who compiles a spiritual gift for himself but that it is given to this person, that he can draw it from a source of supreme origin. That I therefore reveal myself and offer people a gift of grace of inestimable value. And this you humans can test at any time if you want to know the pure truth about divine revelations, for what has come forth from me directly stands up to every test. It will put people into a state of light, of knowledge. It will have an exceedingly gratifying effect and thus also awaken love for the giver. The revelations will testify to the perfection of the giver. His love, wisdom and power will be obviously highlighted and can therefore be accepted as purest truth, which has taken its origin with me myself, your God and Creator from eternity. Because as soon as light is given to you, the eternal light itself addresses you. Who now wants to walk in the light, to him it will shine brightly. But until the end, a battle will also be waged on the part of darkness against the light. And that is why you will constantly be exposed to temptations, and always only my word from above will let you resist all these temptations, because with my word also power goes to you. And you will hold out until the end. Amen.